This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
With Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
So here we are, it's a Saturday and Martin and I are recording what is going to be a very popular slot. Martin, we looked last week at the perspective of the business owner, the entrepreneur, the client of accounting firms, and we're focusing on a series of why didn't they buy? And last week we talked about, you're talking to the wrong person, Mr. Accountant. You're talking to a prospect. And what came out from that one, Martin, real quickly before we move on to this week's?
Just very quickly, that the snobbery of the visiting accountant prevented them from finding out that the person that they thought wasn't senior enough to buy actually held the key to the person who did.
That blinkered look, which is a tragedy. So this week in part two of why didn't they buy, what have you got in store for us?
Oh, this is a good one, because we started calling this from the client at the start, guys, and we said this phrase in the first episode of why didn't they buy, and we thought, well, that's a much better title. So we went with this. So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to show you from the client's perspective what they decide are the reasons, because it's their buying behavior we need to be concerned about, right? It's their experience. It doesn't matter what we think we did. It matters what they think we did.
But you've got research that shows what the accountants think of a meeting, say, and the client's perspective, the prospect's point of view.
Now, here's one that I hear regularly. All of these that you hear in this series, guys, are consensus answers. They're not one-offs or flukes or it happened and it's an anomaly. These are consensus. In other words, it's happened over and over and over and over again. So I have worked with so many firms over the years and I say, well, why didn't you win that particular client? And here's the second one now. They said, well, Martin, you don't understand. The reason why we didn't win this is they weren't unhappy with their current accountants. There was nothing wrong with who they had. Everything was fine. There was no opportunity.
There wasn't an itch that needed scratching, really. There wasn't a way in.
We didn't progress it any further, okay? So let's now investigate this, Rob. The business wasn't unhappy with their current accountant.
But why would start a new accounting firm in the room then, it being able to pitch to them if they weren't unhappy?
That's number one of two. So why on earth would they have asked them to come and see them in the first place? Because remember, guys, if you didn't hear last week's, all of these are where an accountant has been asked to go and see a prospect by the prospect. Okay, so an accountant would typically respond to that, Robin, and would say, well, they were just looking at the market. They were just seeing what else was out there. They hadn't looked for a while. Just benchmarking, a little bit of window shopping. But that's not the reality, because in the reality, in the size of businesses and the size of prospects that we're talking about here, Rob, they haven't got time to do things like that. If they're going out shopping, it's because they intend to buy. Simple as that. So the accountant would not have been called in without a real buying need.
True. And what business owners are busy, as you say, why would they spend 2 or 3 hours vetting a potential new accounting firm if they weren't serious?
Exactly. But it's a convenient get out for the person who didn't get the work. You know, oh, they weren't unhappy. So the second one is that, okay, they may not have been desperately unhappy, but that's not what has to happen for a business to change their accountant. What has to happen for a business to change their accountant is that the new accountant is an improvement on the old one. The new accountant is better for the commercial future of that organization than the old one is. Not that the old one's incompetent, because very rarely do you come across an incompetent accountant, unless you actually ask the accountant who takes over the work and they say that the previous accountant was always incompetent. But in reality, there isn't this absolute army, Rob, of accountants making mistakes everywhere and causing businesses to have significant headaches. That's not the reason why people change. People change for improvement reasons, not for it's a catastrophe reasons. And that's what we've got to bear in mind. So
the gap's not big enough, ultimately.
Yeah, exactly right. So the accountant says to me, they weren't unhappy. True statement, again, just like last week's. I wasn't talking to the buyer. True statement, but it doesn't tell the whole story. So in this research, I go to the accountant, I look for consensus answers, and then I go to the prospects they've actually been to see to look for consensus answers. Get this one. So the accountant says to me, Martin, you don't understand. There was no interest there. They weren't unhappy with their current accountants. Okay. I go to the prospect. The prospect says, Martin, you don't understand. There were too many technical terms used in the meeting that I didn't understand. And that's my very problem with my existing accountant. That's why I'm looking to change. So an accountant has come in, Rob. An accountant has gone, well, we'll look at your MTD and your BTT, and if we've got time, we'll look at your BBC and your MTB and your B&Q, and has used all these accounting terms, which the accountant understands perfectly, but this is the very problem that they've got with their current accountant. And so when they see history repeating itself, now it's the prospect that shuts down. Last week, we talked about it being the accountant that shut down because they weren't onto the buyer. This week, it's the prospect that shuts down and goes, oh, this is, no, You're all the same, aren't you? This is the very problem. And of course, what has the accountant not done? They haven't asked what the issues were with the previous accountant.
Well, is that snobbery? Is that an arrogance there? Is that a laziness?
I don't think it's any of those. No, I don't think it's any of those things. I think it's an ignorance, but not a willful one. I think it's an ignorance of understanding the process of buying, because an accounting firm is used to referral growth, used to people literally landing on their lap and saying, we want to work with you. With very little, in brackets here, or in inverted commas, selling required. When you've actually got to build relationship, when it's not a done deal right from the very start, like a referral so often is, then you've got to work at it. And you've got accountants will say to you, we convert 95% of everyone we ever see. That's right. That's like saying we've walked through 95% of all doors that were already open. This is not that. This is different. This is somebody who is expressing an interest in the possibility of changing. This is someone who is saying, okay, I am interested in looking at what else is out there. I'm interested and prepared to change if I'm convinced of the benefits of doing so.
And you made the point earlier, it's not that they're unhappy, it's just that they're perhaps a little bit anxious, they're not completely satisfied, there is a gap there, that door still needs to be opened. I guess it's why we call it selling, influencing, persuading. There is a change of mind that needs to happen, there is a convincing job, you need to make their mind up for them to convince them that you are worth the change.
Absolutely. And it can be that they've simply outgrown their old accountant. There's nothing wrong with the current accountant, except that they're no longer well-resourced to handle the growth of this particular business. They've simply outgrown them. So in that case, an accountant will say, well, it's a lot of effort then, isn't it? And we've got work coming out of our ears. We can just do that in so much easier. Path of least resistance. And that's great. But that's why pricing is always an issue. Because all that work that you go back to, that easy stuff that you don't have to work hard to get, guess what that is? Low profitability work, high labor intensity work, which means that there's price sensitivity, which means that there's low profitability, which means that you keep going on pricing courses to find out how to beat this.
Martin, the accounting practitioners are shuffling in their seats right now, feeling a little bit guilty, I know, because it's happened to them. It's happened to you and me at times in the past. We've taken a lot of things for granted, perhaps a little bit of snobbery, talking shop, trying to put over that we are the trusted advisor, we have the expertise, we have all the knowledge, we're the experts. What do the accountants listening take away from this by way of a lesson learned?
Quite simply one thing. Seek to understand, then to be understood.
That's Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
But that's exactly right. Seek first to understand, then seek to be understood. In other words, let's shut up and say nothing about us unless we're asked about it. Let's do nothing but ask questions of the prospect to the point that they are comfortable in answering them. Let's learn everything there is to know about why we're sat there in front of them in the first place. Let's not tell them that we have a specialist tax department. Let's not tell them that we've got car parking on site or we're zero certified, because they may well not care. Let us do what we know they care about, which is learning all about them. And then we know not to make the same mistakes as the current accountant is making. Simple as that.
That's brilliant, Martin. And on a future Here's What Works, I'll jump in and give the accounting practitioners 5 questions they can ask any prospect, which will create a more significant gap between who they're using now and who they could have if they came on board with you. But it's so crucial to retaining good clients, bringing on fresh clients so that you can get rid of your old ones, bringing these grade A clients, isn't it?
It's about profitability, ultimately, Rob. So again, all these examples from this research we're talking about high 4-figure or low to mid 5-figure engagements. This isn't to be sniffed at. Most firms that are within the sound of this podcast would be very interested and would count that as a grade A or grade B type prospect. So it's not to be looked upon in a blasé way to say, oh, well, we've got work back at the office. It's not a problem. We'll just let them go. It's lots of shit. These are the very people you want to build your future with. And we are losing them too easily. So we need to know, why didn't they buy?
We're putting this right for you. Keep tuning in every Saturday and other episodes of the podcast to find out why they didn't buy. Thank you, Martin.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.